found a couple not long ago in my neighborhood. We were chatting it up. I think it was one of those, like, kids' soccer games, soccer practices, what have you. I can't remember. The whole freaking thing's a blur. Just children everywhere, nacho cheese in their hair. And I overheard the fact that they, super happy, kissy-kissy, smooch-smooch, hand-holding, live in a house together, married. They live in separate bedrooms. They have separate bedrooms, and I didn't know who they were. I didn't want to pry. Why? Why do you do it? Do you have, like you pointed out earlier, Lowell, a job where you have to wake up at 2 in the morning? She has to wake up at 7 in the morning. You don't want your routine to wake her up. So we asked you, 410-338-1098. Do you do this? Do you know anybody that does this? Why would you be against it? And Scott, yesterday, you know, we didn't have enough time to get to it, but we'll try now. Yeah, you saw some texts.
It blew up. I was amazed by how many people sleep in separate bedrooms. Not even separate beds. They have their own. They go their own separate way, and they go into their own room. I don't know. Mm. I like being next to my wife.
Like
we have a king-size bed, and I almost think it's too big. I liked the queen. I thought the queen was the queen size bed was perfect.
We had the queen too, and I just felt like it was a little crowded. You know, you can bump legs and stuff like that. But like I was saying with the king, that I like is you can start the beginning of the night together, go your separate ways to sleep, and then come back to each other in the morning.
Yeah, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. You sleep in separate bedrooms? Do you know anybody that does? Shoot us a text, give us a call. And we'll discuss.
Does she sleep peacefully, your wife? The missus?
Lowell.
Me. Yes. Yes.
No, you know, kind of beat up the old Mexican food in the middle of the day sort of thing. And then next thing you know.
That would be me. Yeah. And I've almost been kicked out before.
Really? Oh, I know your sister-in-law and her beloved have had some wars.
Oh, yeah.
The things that come out of that man. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're sleeping downstairs. Sleeping downstairs.
No, I've gotten if you one more and you're out. I've gotten that before. And I'd be like, "You don't understand, my stomach hurts." She's like, "Yeah, your stomach really hurts as you're laughing hysterically after each one."
Yeah. Hey, sorry, I don't feel good.
You know, you do that. You're like, you let them out, and like you're trying to hold in the laughter. Uh-huh. You're just like.
See, my problem is, oh god, this is gonna be so juvenile. I try and do the courteous thing, and I do this where I just
stick your ass out of the blankets,
and
you hang it over the side of the bed.
I hope to get the. I hope to get the. But some, and usually I'm successful, but then sometimes you get the. I'm sorry. Oh man, hold on, I got this.
Damn.
Sorry. Failed. I failed you. All right, let's talk to Paul in Millersville. Paul, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. How you doing, Paul?
Good. How you doing?
Juvenile.
We're good, man. You sleep in separate bedrooms?
Yep.
How'd that happen?
Over 20 years.
And are you happily married?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a good sex life?
It's okay, yeah.
I mean, after that length of time, any relationship's sex is going to dwindle.
Exactly.
Like,
how
do you do it? By the way, whose room is the designated sex room, or do you just guys alternate?
Kind of like the master. Which she's in.
So how did this all come about? Explain the scenario.
When she was pregnant, we weren't sleeping well because, you know, the pregnancy thing, you know, everyone's been through that. And
you just kind of were like, okay, I'll go into the other bedroom so you can sleep. And then it just stayed that way. You went,
yeah,
you know what, we're
like,
both,
you know,
getting better sleep.
Yeah.
Exactly. The snoring, we both snore. You
no
know,
one's stealing any covers.
I fart a lot at night.
Yeah. You snore, you fart. God, you're such a beast.
You're such a caveman.
You're
such
I love
a
you.
Savage, you
I
big
love you,
bison.
You savage.
Did she, what about her? Is she farting up in the middle of the night?
No, not like mine. No, mine are so bad that sometimes she said it sounds like someone threw a brick through the window.
Oh God!
My hero.
I love you, Mike. I'm putting him on hold. Give him stuff. We have things to give.
My mom and dad sleep in separate beds. He hates that bitch.
That's That's probably a reason for it. There's got to be some hatred on some level. Anthony, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. So, not married, but when I first have started dating significant others, instead of farting in the bed with them, I would go into their bathroom and use their towel as like a muzzle for my fart. So I'd muffle it.
This is totally off topic. We're totally off
topic. But this is a main reason probably why some people sleep in separate beds.
He would use a towel to
wedge it in there. Oh, good.
Hey, would you put it
like
back
the first
in place?
Over there, you can't hold it in all night.
No. So then you just hang the towel back up, right?
But you don't want to say what you did.
Baby, I don't know how you got that pink eye. You got to quit touching doorknobs and then rubbing your eyes. Let's go to Alec in New Freedom. Alec, good morning.
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 Hey.
So my fiance and I get married next week. Shout out.
Shout out. Don't do it.
After some nights, I sleep separate beds for two reasons. One, I wake up at 4, she wakes up at 7, and sometimes she gets a little gassy, not me, and it gets pretty bad.
Have you ever heard of Sleep Talk, the Sleep Talk app that Josh uses?
Yeah, I just purchased it last night because I was done with it, and we're proving to her that she does do it, and it's not me.
What? I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to email all of them to Mike.
Yeah, because sounds good.
We want to hear those.
I want to hear them in the middle of the night. Just sorry.
Can you do that one again?
We are 11.
You're so childish.
God, we're idiots. I got a better one if you want it.
Good morning, sexy boys.